Prabhupada. I was not one of those fortunate souls who was able to associate with you physically, but I never felt that I didn't have your association still. One of the greatest glories of your mission or your endeavor in the Sankirtan mission is that while you were preaching at the time you were here, you had a vision for 10,000 years to come. You said your books was going to be the law books for 10,000 years. So you established the BBT and the ISKCON movement, which institution that's going to secure the parampara and the organized spreading this movement for a long time to come. So a great deal of your endeavor was to secure that the people of the future, you knew you were going to be here for a very limited time. So you made sure, and you made such an endeavor. You said that we have to spend gallons of blood to make one devotee. So you spend gallons of blood just not to make some devotees while you were here, but you have spent gallons of blood to make devotees for thousands of years to come. And spend gallons of blood so that future generations of fallen souls in Kali Yuga can get your association. because you can only, as we have heard so many times, you can only come to Vrindavan by following a Raga Bhakta, a devotee a pure devotee who has the Vrindavan consciousness. There is no other way. You have to get. So at one point in my life, I was thrown into a crisis, existential crisis, which lasted for several years. My life had no meaning, and it was difficult to go on living. So I was searching and searching. I was reading some books about a relationship between a mystic guru and a disciple from South America. And I came to a point where I just wanted to leave everything and go and search a guru. But just at that point, I got one of your books. There was no movement in my country at that time, no ISKCON movement. But I got one of your books. And I didn't understand, that was Bhagavad Gita, and I didn't understand, my mind was pretty cloudy from a lot of speculation and bad lifestyle, but I couldn't understand, get a grasp of the philosophy so much, but I could understand, there was one message from you that went through all this cloudy mind, and that was, you told me, yes, this material world is a place of suffering, you are right. But don't worry. There is hope. There is an alternative. There is something else. So this compassion, which was penetrating your book, this converted me to Krishna consciousness. Because I'm often preaching to school classes and they often ask this question, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? Well, this is the answer. It was your compassion I could understand, although I couldn't understand so many other things. So, in this way, I experienced your presence. I had your association. That was you, instead of me going looking for a guru, you came. Just like Lord Nityananda went up to Yogai and Madai to be their guru. You came to me, another version of Yogai and Madai, and you conquered my heart the same way Lord Nityananda conquered Yogai and Madai. Another example of your continuous presence is like One member in our congregation is a young devotee, rather young devotee of age, was born after you left this planet. And he had a dream, and you appeared in his dream. And he took the opportunity to ask. He went up to you and he asked, what happened after 1977? And then you were leaning forward to him and you said, yes, I'll tell you, I didn't leave. And then another devotee had a dream. That was the Murti in our temple. The Murti in the temple spoke to that devotee and said, please be aware that I don't think that I'm not here in the Murti. And then you said, but there are so many people suffering and you must preach. So, therefore this morning, Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, was making this point that we are serving in separation by contacting you, Srila Prabhupada, in the way through your instructions, through your mission, through your books, through your murti, through the sangha of your followers. And in this way, by this service in separation, we can feel your presence. So, in the end, I will just ask for your blessings that I can have the association of those followers of you who know your heart, so I know how to serve you for the rest of my life. Not now, if you calculate normal life time, I've come to half. So I please beg you, the rest of the half, you are kindly engaged me for these years. Kindly engage me for the rest of the years also, Srila Prabhupada. And I have problems, but let me, please help me to overcome them. Jai Srila Prabhupada.